Tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo maina ko, i te atanei nā te mea ki runga i te raina ko Huhana Linden. Kamutu e kōrero ana māua, tā māua nei kōrero kaupapa i tēnei ata, mapping our landscape. Kamutu e tēnei, tēnei ahuatanga, kanui te pai, pēnā e hihana koutou te mōhio, i maharana u te taima i kōrero kia e moatu, i meme, here mai kia hakarongo koutou ki wāna mahi. Kamutu tēnei kōtiro ko te kōrero e in i rote te reo Pākehā. Nāna, e hoama, whakarongo mai. Kia ora, Huhana.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So it's mapping and landscape we're going to discuss this morning. So let me let you talk to everyone and just have a quick brief on what are you doing.
So Ngāti Rārako Ngāti Hine is the Ngāti Hine Environmental Management Group in Aorohe, and they are hosting a hui for Tech Week Aotearoa here in Taitokero at Rotiria Marae this Thursday, called Mapping Our Landscape.
So that seems interesting because that really deals with Ngāti Hine, eh, doesn't it?
So it's a hui to promote and profile whānau and hapū doing work with GIS mapping. So the ability to be able to map your rohe, your wāhi tapu, wāhi pakahirahira, tauranga waka, mahinga mā taikai, all of those types of things. So you can look at it broadly on a map and identify those places of significance. So at the hui we have Patu Harakeke coming from Southern Whangarei to talk about a GIS mapping project that they undertook to identify their sites of significance. We also have a Rōpū from Te Ore Wai, who are an award-winning group. They won an international award from GIS Cloud for their work to identify the wāhi tapu and the places where tupuna lay in the Te Horo and Kaiko Valley. And we've also got Far North District Council coming to talk about their current tools in GIS mapping and making it more accessible for our whānau to use.
What I was going to say to you, Huhana, was I thought, but this is me saying this, I thought when the settlements were done, you know, with each iwi, I thought they would have done a lot of mapping and landscaping on their own rohe. Do they not do that?
A lot do as a part of the hearings process.
Yes.
And so databases are collated and that type of thing. Invitations were given to a variety of rōpū, and depending on, you know, their availability, whether they could engage or not. And we only have a limited amount of time to hui. So part of the hui that we're hosting is that we want to enable whānau to get on the tools, so to have a tutu on the app or to sit on a laptop and learn how to actually use a GIS map so you can have a good tutu.
Tutu, yes, yes. Oh, so is that what this is, and mapping all those landscapes and everything? And like you said, the wāhi tapus, and probably all the marais in those areas, eh?
Yep,
is that
for
right?
Sure.
Schools?
Yeah, absolutely.
Schools?
One of the things with these maps is that we go and do them, you know, like hapu and iwi go and do them, and then we rely on someone else to show us how to use it.
Okay.
And so this hui is really to promote what GIS mapping is, but also to have a turn on it so that you can open up a website of Far North District Council or your own iwi one and look at your map and know how to navigate it, because it's a tool for us.
Yes, yes. Because I've heard of a few mappings and landscape of different ones that, well, I know of one, put it that way. But in saying that, it's perhaps good that we're talking about it so other people can relate to it and where they can go to it, eh, Huhana? Is that right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things about the hui, is to hear from our whānau who have done it, but also to have a bit of a turn on it as well together, so we can learn how to utilise the tools when we go home.
Okay. Oh, well, let's hope you talking about this, that you get a whole lot of them coming and giving their expertise on it. And then with you doing that as well around that at Otiria Marae, it helps a lot of people learning how to utilize the well, put it that way, utilizing how you perceive in finding out the different things on the computer, I suppose, so you can find out, you know, for yourself. And it's probably interesting too, and it's history knowledge, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Myself, I've been GIS mapping with my whanaunga, and my kōtiro would take the iPhone or the iPad and run up the maunga and press the dot on the map, and then would, you know, map out different places for us, because I wasn't in a fit state to get all the way where they needed to go.
Yes.
So it's really good for our tamariki to actually know how to use these tools and then come back, and we go back to the office, and then we look at the places that we plotted together as a whānau and are able to make the maps come alive. And I think that that's what this Tech Week activity gives us, is an opportunity to showcase our local whānau.
Well, Huhana, thank you for that.
Okay, the hui is this Thursday at Ōtiria Marae at 10 a.m.
Thank you.